Learning more about the dicamba issue. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Bratton with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. Reports of dicamba drift are up this year across the state, and educating both farmers and homeowners about this issue may help.
At this point in the season, there's really no reason to spray any dicamba in cotton. Liberty is a very effective pigweed controlling herbicide. What we found in soybeans is a lot of times one pass of a dicamba often won't give complete control, and so folks are forced to come back with another application. Often they've been using another dicamba product. Some recent research we've done would strongly suggest that we could not use that second application of dicamba, but use a Flexstar or a Prefix, Cobra or Blazer.
Dr. Larry Steckel is a row crop weed specialist with the University of Tennessee. He says following the label to the letter is a must when applying anything. And also, even though it may seem the best time, don't spray in the evening when the wind is calm.
Very anti-intuitive, and I think that's part of the reason we're having a lot of drift issues. As folks have been trying to spray with very little wind, and I don't blame them, but I think we've been spraying in some temperature inversions. With those situations, the very small droplets can hang in the air for a long time, all night. And even if they get a slight breeze, they can move a long way. And I think that's been a big part of the problem.
And Dr. Steckel says homeowners need to know that dicamba will have no effect on grass, only on your broadleaf plants like trees or flowers. You will see leaves that start to cup in or up instead of growing flat and straight. And in gardens, your fruit will be delayed by several weeks. But don't jump to conclusions, he says.
They need to contact either the county extension agent or Tennessee Department of Agriculture and let them know about it if they're finding them in your trees or gardens or what have you. Because you never know. It may not be drift. Could be somebody sprayed their yard across the way, or maybe you put some fertilizer down, had a little weed and feed in it. Oftentimes that has dicamba in it. So you can jump to conclusions there. So you really do need to have somebody investigate it that knows what's going on.
Join us next time for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.